discussed, I have formed a pickleball advisory committee consisting of 7 people, and we'll be meeting probably at the very beginning of May, and in that meeting, we will start to discuss, you know, some rules and regulations surrounding game times, court assignments, and things like that, so that people are aware of what we're doing.
Okay.
Can I just mention that how appreciative we are? I mean, that part was, this is a volunteer, and Mr. Cobb. I mean, these are as an area that was not really utilized enough. And now that we've given, it kind of happened organically, in my opinion, is that we started with the 2 courts, and it was and you can correct me, but I mean, it was at capacity at the 2 courts, and I think people were going to other cities because they couldn't get the time on. Is that fair to say?
That's very fair to say, because I know myself, I paid to play at Margate as well as Ventnor, because if I got down there at 9, there was already 16 paddles on the table. I didn't want to wait that long. I could go down there, you know.
So it's engaging a part of the city that was being kind of underutilized.
Right.
And used by a smaller group, and now it's being used by a larger group.
Right, and to tie into that, what you're doing on the streetscape, which looks so cool already, I vision it, but I'm not a good visionary person, but just to think about what that's going to be, the Ventnor Movie Theater, it's like, oh my gosh, we are a destination.
We are. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I hear your excitement in your voice. It makes me happy.
Yeah. So I'm going to let Joe just talk about a few solutions if there should be any.
Okay.
Concerns.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah. Your turn, Joe.
Under the bus.
She threw you right under there.
And the whole Mr. Tosh thing.
I love it.
It's high school. I guess for the record, Joe Tosh, 220 North Washington. I have a number of solutions for problems that have yet to come up, and I'll wait to see what happens. If there's any issues, I'll be more than happy to address them, certainly with our advisory committee, and bring it to this group.
Okay.
But nothing at this point. I'll wait till the problem comes up, and then I'll...
Then we'll deal with it. Sounds good. That sounds good.
If I may very quickly, though, Lance, you had asked about start time.
Yes.
Ocean City started at 7, and then they rolled that back. There was some complaints from one neighbor, and their house is much closer to the courts. And so that was through an agreement, consensus, they rolled it back to 7:30. So Ocean City starts 7:30. And they have 17 courts.
Okay.
So
just we've had some concerns raised about noise that just came to light. So
I have a solution for that problem.
Okay. Turn the music up louder so you can't hear the paddle ball. I don't think that'll work. But thank you. We'll look into
it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Hi, Char Curlin, 6305 Ocean Avenue. First, I want to say I'm a pickleballer, so I'm thrilled with the courts. I've played at other places, and it's the fastest growing sport in the world. And just a little anecdote, I have a neighbor who is very quiet and very shy, and I've been here for like 18 or 19 years, and got to know her on the pickleball court. She's my neighbor, and she's a whole different person. She has said, since I've started playing pickleball, I've met so many people that I've lived here, and it's just wonderful. So I just
kind
of bring that to light that we're very excited that we're getting more courts. And then my other question was in reference to the smoking on the beach. You talked about enforcing. So just for clarification, if we have the signs up and we say to someone, there's no smoking on the beach, and they say, well, too bad for you, and they smoke. Who do you call, or who do you tell? Who actually enforces it?
You can call the police non-emergency number, and we are going to have police on ATVs from time to time. But more often, as we said, it's going to be more of, if someone calls and complains, we'll be enforcing. We're not going to do smoking sweeps or something that dogmatic or that sort, but you can't call it's more appropriate, I think, to call it non-emergency line.
Okay.
And there's also, I mean, the beach checkers are on the beach and they're teenagers, but we have a beach check supervisor that's on the beach every day that sweeps the beach from one side to the other. So there's an adult supervisor around as well.
Okay. Thank you. And I just want to say one more thing, and not to badmouth anyone, but you commissioners and our mayor, so much better than things used to be. Okay. So I thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else from the public? No? Okay. Do I have a motion to close the public portion?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Do I have a motion to close the workshop portion of the meeting?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, we're going to go right into our regular meeting. Ed, you're going to leave.
Thanks, sir.
Thank you very much for everything. We have no minutes to approve, so we'll move on to the first resolution, and that is our budget introduction. And I am going to read it.
There's a section on
here. Yeah,
I think
I got it.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, your voice
to
get tired.
I know, right? I know. Municipal budget of the City of Ventnor, County of Atlantic, for the fiscal year 2019, be it resolved that the following statements of revenues and appropriations shall constitute the municipal budget for the year 2019. Be it further resolved that said budget is published in the Press of Atlantic City in the issue of April 23rd, 2019. The governing body of the City of Ventnor does hereby approve the following as the budget for the year 2019. Do I have a motion to introduce the budget?
Motion to introduce the budget.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Please, a roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Okay, the next. We have an ordinance introduction, 2019-007. That's the waterfront development.
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-007.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next ordinance introduction is 2019-008, Chapter 72-6, Beaches of the Code of the City of Ventnor. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance, introduce ordinance
2019-008. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. The next is ordinance introduction 2019-009, and that is the salary adjustment for the promoted employee. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-009.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor? I mean, it's a roll call. I'm sorry.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is ordinance introduction 2019-010, and that is the ordinance changing our speed limit on Atlantic Avenue from 35 to 25. Do I have a motion to introduce the ordinance?
Motion to introduce ordinance 2019-010.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is the public hearing on ordinance 2019-005, Chapter 98, Code of City of Ventnor. Do I have a motion to open public hearing?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's now open to the public if anyone would like to speak on this ordinance. I see none. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the ordinance adoption 2019-006. Chapter amending Chapter 98 of the Code of the City of Ventnor. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-005.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Kriebel?
Yes.
Mr. Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is a public hearing on 2019-006, and that's amending in its entirety Chapter 132, Garbage, Rubbish, and Refuse, that's for carts. Do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone from the public like to speak about this ordinance? I see none.
Motion closed.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Next is the adoption of ordinance 2019-006, and that is amending Chapter 132 in its entirety. Do I have a motion to adopt the ordinance?
Motion to adopt ordinance 2019-006.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Commissioner Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, do I have a motion to open to the public to comment on any of the resolutions we will be voting on by consent? Do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone from the public like to speak on any of the resolutions listed tonight to be voted on? No. I see none. Do I have a motion to close public comment?
Motion to close.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Sorry. Next, we have resolution 2019-123 to 2019-138 by consent. Do I have a motion to adopt these resolutions?
Motion to adopt resolutions 2019-123 through 2019-138.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next, we have approval of bills and payroll. Al, can you please give us those numbers?
For the bill list, we have a total of $3,489,861.96. Most of that is composed of, we had to pay the employer portion of the pension this month, and that's left the majority of the payments. And for the payroll, we had a total of $597,517.82. And again, that's mostly so retiree payouts within that payroll.
Great.
So that's why it's
larger.
Yeah. And that's it.
Thank you. Do I have a motion to approve bills and payroll as stated?
Motion to approve bills and payroll as stated.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
Lisa, roll call, please.
Mr. Crevel?
Yes.
Commissioner Langria?
Yes.
Mayor Holtzman?
Yes. Next is our announcement. Safety report. We don't have a safety report tonight, correct?
Correct.
Do we have any other announcements, Commissioner Langria, Commissioner Crevel? No?
Okay. You do have an article in your...
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, that's the result of...
the same problem.
Our chief of the fire department meeting with the city and making a recommendation to him. He thinks how often he is, that he spends some significant money on purchase. That is not mentioned, but the co-op is, you may recall,
we enrolled
in that co-op first and bought our vehicle from there and then passed that good information along to Atlantic City.
They certainly need the new vehicles. Mm-hmm. Yeah. When theirs would break down, we would loan them our backup, and that was newer than any truck they had. Our backup.
Break down our truck with a plug or something.
Yeah, we're good with learning that out.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, next is the public portion where people can speak on any topic. Everything that we voted on is completed. So do I have a motion to open to the public?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
It's now open to the public. Anyone can speak on any topic. Yes. Come up. Say your name. Hi. For the record, we need your name and address. I know.
Hi, Linda Famelli, 5405 and a half, Winchester. I live behind 5405. We're having a water issue, and the city was kind enough that two individuals from the water and sewer department were kind enough to come out. Mike was one, and Superintendent Ernest. I just wanted to let you know that even though the city is not able to help us with our water issue, they were just two of the nicest people that came out and really tried to help us. Unfortunately, we can't get a plumber that wants to do our work for us. And Commissioner, I know that you're aware of it.
Yeah, I'm talking with one of the neighbors. I'm not sure which property, but...
We're behind 5405, so you're probably talking to
Bonnie at 5405, okay. Where the house behind her, I don't know if she has a water issue because she has her water turned off because she's renovating her home.
Right.
So, but I just wanted to bring out those two individuals from the water. They were just really so helpful and really tried to help us, but unfortunately, it's not the city's issue. It's from the curb back.
I think I was able to give her a name of a contract that should help her out.
She did. She called us the other night, but I don't think, you know, we've called so many plumbers and they don't want to do the job because they have to break up all that concrete along the side of her home.
It's a long run. It's not an easy fix.
Nobody wants to be bothered. And it, you know, in the meantime, I turn my faucet on and I've got like a dribble of water coming out. So, you know, it's really an issue and it needs to be resolved. But I did want to bring these two gentlemen, you know, their names up and tell you how much we appreciated their help.
Thank you.
That they were really very kind to us.
Yeah.
And free. Thank you so much.
I know Ryan's been working on it and I'll reach out again to
Did anybody reach out to Jenkins? When I had to get the main water from my house, they had to dig up from my crawl space, they had to dig up my over my flower bed, my entire lawn, and the sidewalk.
This is about 185 feet.
Yeah, oh, the issue is our house is behind, she's and her house neighbor is all cemented. And, you know, they have to break all that cement up to get to the back to where we are. And nobody, they don't want to be bothered. And we're really having an issue. And like I said, Commissioner, I do appreciate your help. I know you've been talking to my daughter-in-law as well.
Yes.
I believe Rob.
And that's why I gave the number to. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And we've called the plumbers. They don't call us back. The
scaffolding issue has been resolved?
Pardon me?
The scaffolding issue? Has that been resolved?
Yeah, that's down. Yes, thank you for that as well. But, you know, I did want to thank these two individuals because they really did try and help us out.
That's
did,
great.
Thank did you, you say Robert?
Yeah, right? Michael and Ernie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for taking the time.
No problem.
Sit here tonight to give them kudos. That's wonderful.
Yeah, no,
thank you.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
It's been a while, I forget how the rules work. Linda Kaplan, 12 North Vista Hickon. I think most of my questions should be addressed to the code office, like the restaurant seating and dogs barking and trailers on the street. These are what people come up to me and ask me about. What do you think? Mm-hmm. Yes?
Yeah, the code office.
Yeah.
Talk to me. I can raise it with Jimmy, no problem.
Oh, okay. Restaurant seating.
Okay. I know we have reached out to several. We want to encourage our restaurants to have outdoor seating. It's a great cafe style eating. We like that.
But you know, it's
within reason. Is that too loud for you? I'm sorry. Oh, it fell out. Is that working? Is that working? Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Perfect.
So when I saw you here tonight, I'm like, we have this. She has to.
But I didn't want to call your name.
I just asked if anybody wanted it.
Thank you.
So we have had discussions with some of the restaurants that have had seating outside in the past. And we've asked them to work with us. Right now, we have a code that says it has to be a certain setback. What we don't do, what other municipalities do for these outdoor seating is actually have a license. We may look into that.
What kind of license do you
have? It's most of the time they're in the right-of-way. These seats are within the right-of-way of the roadways, so the tables are. So I'll use Atlantic City as an example. Up on the boardwalk, if you see all those seating areas that are on the boardwalk, that, truthfully, the boardwalk is a right-of-way, technically a street. So the city owns it, and they give licenses to restaurants to put their seating out there. And they charge them a nominal fee. It's not a huge fee, but it also gets hold harmless insurance for the city. So if something were to happen, then we're covered. The only concern I have is a lot of them are on the county road, and the county is very hesitant to do something like that. So we'll have to work through that, but I will ask Jimmy to maybe we set up a meeting with the Vendor Business Association, talk through that process a little bit.
We're also talking about a conversation with the county about adding something that would actually encourage more seating, which is something they do in Philadelphia and California. It's called a parklet, where they occupy a parking space and incorporate seating onto that parking space. The studies show that it actually brings more people to the downtown than would fit in one car that would take up four seats. You might have a half a dozen or more people sitting in those seats.
And it might get them off the part of the sidewalk.
It also would give them a more clearance into the sidewalk.
So you'll...
But we are discussing that with the county. I think we had...
And you'll actually see that going to play, in place, in the streetscape. So
right.
at four of the corners in the new streetscape project, you'll see areas that we took at the corner that were not really a parking space. They were actually the site triangle, if you will.
Right.
We've bumped out, it'll be a boardwalk kind of an area. Mm-hmm. And this area is going to be really cool when it's finished. Mm-hmm. You haven't seen the plant, they're really neat.
Yeah.
So this will be an area that's bumped out in a boardwalk fashion that'll have seating on it for the restaurant. You know, the one will be out in front of where Sage was. I think we did one in front of Bubby's Yama.
Right.
And I think that might be it.
Yeah.
But we have that ability to do that. And that'll be a test case to see how they work.
Right, and these would be sort of mobile units that could be moved around the city from time to time once they're put in place. But you know, we have to walk the line. We have to encourage businesses for businesses, small restaurants that make their entire value in 3 months. And at the same time, they make it safe for sidewalks. So.
Linda, you mentioned earlier when you got up to talk about this. You said something that they're close to the curb. They're actually near the street.
Yeah.
The tables are there, which means people can't walk and they're falling into the street.
Right.
That would be an issue.
The one I've seen, they leave a gap between the table at the building and the table that they put up by the curb, so you can walk in the middle. But that's a little...
Yeah.
The issue we have, if you put it, you have street trees that sometimes create that
right.
issue, so you can't walk out by the curb, you gotta walk in. It's a give and take. We have to work within the parameters of our code. We'll take a look at it.
Trailers on the street. Do the trailers, like boat trailers, if you leave them overnight, do they have to be connected to the trailer itself? Can you leave a boat on the street overnight?
In the wintertime, I believe you can. And then, Tim, I'm going to have to ask you to maybe take a look at this.
I'll have to go to the code office. Yeah.
So Brigantine, in the winter, you're allowed to have it on the street with a boat on it, or without a boat. But in the summertime, after I believe the 31st, you can't.
May, yes, sorry.
So we'll take a look at that. I don't know specifically on how we handle it here.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's how Brig does it, and that seems to work pretty well.
I'm thinking they're not allowed to have them on the street, are they? Yeah.
I'll spend some time at code.
Okay.
I wanted to talk to you about the transportation, senior transportation. Is that a mandated program?
What we have right now in Ventnor?
Yes. It's not.
Well, what we do in Ventnor, it's not mandated because the county has the same service.
But theirs is not as flexible as ours.
Actually, ours only handles the, Down Beach, mm-hmm. Mancity. Ventnor, Longport.
And
Heights. Right. And, well, ours, as you all know, is so many hours. The county does the whole county,
right.
And they do have longer operating hours. They all, and they take the people, they have certain shopping days, they have days where they go to Bosco, and they do a lot of...
Shalom House now.
Right. And they do a lot of the medical. I think a lot of the people that maybe use our service here in Ventnor, Linda, probably do use the county for medical appointments.
Well, I ran into a lot of trouble this last winter because of illnesses of some of my drivers or family members, and two of my drivers go away for the winter. They'll be back. So the summer doesn't really present a problem. But I wonder if next winter, I could change the hours and days of operation.
Yeah, it's our program. We can do whatever. I know we had to. I was discussing it with Maria that you were having trouble getting drivers. So, yeah, I know that. So we can look at it after the summer, absolutely.
Yeah, because I thought maybe a Monday, Wednesday, Friday, a little bit of a longer day.
Yeah, because then, and if they have somewhere to go on Tuesday or Thursday, they can use the county facility.
That makes sense.
Okay, is that good?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, and good seeing you again.
Yeah.
Nice to have you back.
Thank you.
Keep us on our toes.
Anyone else from the public like to say anything? Nana?
Yeah. I think I need a new beat. They're calling me about the streetscape.
They're calling you?
They're calling me on my cell phone about the streetscape.
Who, people?
Who's calling?
One of the business owners, I'll call you.
Oh, okay.
Have them call me, in the chat.
Okay. All right, if I see no one else from the public, do I have a motion to close the public comment section?
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right, we do have an executive session.
Yes.
Tim, do you, nothing we're going to decide on?
No.
Okay. No. So Nanette, you're free to go. Thank you everyone for coming tonight. I like being able to talk to people.
Yeah.
Usually there's nobody here.
Who are you kidding?
I'm sorry.
You will talk to anything.
Yeah. Are we still being recorded?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Motion to go into executive session.
Motion to go into executive session.
Second motion.
All in favor?
Aye. The New Jersey Open Public Meetings Act permits the discussion of certain matters within executive session, as an exception to certain provisions of said law. Denver City Board of Commissioners wishes to discuss certain matters which qualify as exceptions in executive session. No action binding upon the Board of Commissioners will be taken within executive session, and the discussion conducted in closed session will be disclosed to the public when legally permitted, and when the public interest is no longer served by keeping such matters confidential. Matters to discuss are potential litigation.
Yeah, it's potential litigation regarding one of the cellular carriers.
Okay.
And I guess I should note that it is 7:13.